Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ron Dunn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Webb. Pitching for the New York Mets, Hank Webb. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Garrett moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mittewald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mittewald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Mittewald moves to second. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote fires to second and picks off Mittewald for the out. One out. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn strikes out. Two outs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris takes first base on ball 4. Trillo moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Unser for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dunn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-1 in the game. Munday bunts towards the mound. Webb fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardenal moves to third. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trillo hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hank Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett juggles the ball. That's an error on Garrett. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burris bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Milan covering, for the out. Dunn moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Garrett hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a line drive into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-1 in the game. Munday hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kingman moves to second. John Milner pinch hits for Hank Webb. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. Kingman moves to third. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Milner moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kingman scores. Milner scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 4-2, Cubs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Garrett hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. John Stearns now catching. Nino Espinoza now pitching. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Trillo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Milan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0-for-2 in the game. Dunn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burris strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dunn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jesu Alou pinch hits for Nino Espinoza. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Milan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milan moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Milan moves to third. Garrett moves to second. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Garrett scores. It's Cubs, 4, Mets, 4. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kingman. The throw from Mittewald and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lacock pinch hits for Ron Dunn. Pete Lacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacock hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Burris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Rob Sparing now playing third base. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Dettery now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns bunts towards the mound. Dettery fields it and throws to first for the out. Unser moves to second. One out. Joe Torre pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is walked intentionally. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards second. Trillo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Baldwin now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Kessinger steals second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to third. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dettery fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.